Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Look, tomorrow, obviously, we'll talk a ton of Sixers, getting ready for the Sixers and the Heat. Again, as I said earlier, I think the winner of that game will go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think the loser of that game, you know, will probably lose to the Boston Celtics in the first round. So it doesn't mean the Sixers can't beat Boston if they have to face them in round one or round three. But it's just to say, man, it'd be a lot easier to be in that 2-7 matchup. I do think, James, I heard you say earlier, I think you think the Knicks are better than I think they are.
Yeah, I think the Knicks are a really solid team.
And who do you think would be favored, James? Sixers or Knicks?
I think it'll be like an even line. I think it'll be really close. I think the Knicks will be a slight favorite. MSG's a real home court advantage. I think it matters there. And those guys play as a team. Like, they play really well together. They have a bunch of guys they can throw at Embiid. Like, I don't know. I just think it's a... I don't think it's a great matchup. Like, Embiid will be the best player in the series, and that helps. But
look at this, Temple Toff sticking up for Villanova right now. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, I mean, look, it is wild. They've kind of just recreated the 2018 Nova team. Wait till they trade for Bridges.
That's
man.
The thing. They got to get
that
Bridges.
Guy a free agent?
Which guy?
Brunson.
Well, you know what? Let me just say this on Brunson: a tremendous, tremendous poor job by the Sixers. All the other teams, but let's focus on the Sixers. With evaluating him when he came out of college.
Lovely. Yeah, and the free agent and the contract.
But at least when he was a free agent, the Sixers didn't have cap space.
Agree. Yeah.
Like when he came out of college, wasn't he a
second round pick?
I mean, he's in your backyard.
And he would have been what they needed at the moment he came out, he was perfect.
Now, I will say this in their defense. As bad as they were with that, they were on the other side spectacular with the evaluation of Tyrese Maxey.
Oh.
Because if they don't draft Maxey in the 20s, during the pandemic.
Well, that's why they got
this
lucky.
This whole thing's over.
They got lucky because of the pandemic, because there was no NCAA tournament that year, right? So people wouldn't have gotten a chance to look at him.
Well, they saw him for half a year. They saw him for most of the year. I mean, listen.
But he gets on people's radar a little bit more.
People, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, that's possible. I mean, Kentucky, I assume, would have made it in the whole thing. But bottom line is the Sixers really screwed it up on Brunson, really nailed it on Maxey.
Mikal Bridges.
But also Jimmy Butler. I mean, the fact that he's not a Sixer and tomorrow night. Because I am getting more concerned about tomorrow the closer we get. Now, look, I hope John's right. I hope Joel just rises up, gives me a Joel regular season performance in the postseason, go score your 33, 35 points, and let's leave the heat in the dust
Joel
and move on.
And Tyrese will
but it's really Joel.
Points.
It's Joel.
They'll both. This is the first time Joel has a scorer that he can depend upon next to him. I don't think he's had it like this.
But I'll give you just one quick story. I'm on John Thompson's show about 10 or 12 years ago.
What a flex.
Big flex. Big flex. So John Thompson's hosting a radio show. I'm asked to go on it because I think the Sixers were in the playoffs. This is probably like an Andre Miller, Andre Iguodala.
Does he know that your mother?
He didn't. I mean, I didn't ask him
to the nth degree.
No, so we didn't.
15 years prior?
I didn't bring up.
Hey, John, I had a poster on the wall of you, my friend.
Ben, my mom went up to John Thompson in the 80s.
He kind of talked trash to your mom.
Well, so my mom, Ben, made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
She approached him for an autograph for me, which is fine, but she did it while he was eating.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And he said no. I wasn't there, but my brothers have told me this. He says no. And then she goes, but my son is a huge Georgetown fan. He even has your poster on the wall in his bedroom. To which John Thompson looked at my mom and said, these are the exact words. Tell him to take it down.
Wow. That's so good.
Right?
So you can't even hate on that, you know?
And
you
did
can't
you? Even,
no.
No?
No. No.
I mean, that really is. I'm taking it awesome.
A little too far. I worshipped at the altar of John Thompson in the 1980s, man. He was the guy. Anyway, point is.
Why do you think he felt the need
I don't
to do
know.
That?
I don't know.
Because your mom's super nice.
I mean, she is.
I'm positive she was coming across in a friendly way.
Maybe he didn't want to be viewed, like, maybe that's reserved for non-sports people. Maybe he thought he didn't deserve to be on the wall. I don't know. Uh-huh. But anyway. Years later, Ben, I'm on John Thompson's show, asked to go on, and this is when LeBron hadn't yet broken through. He was with Cleveland. Now, did he have enough around him in Cleveland? No. But did LeBron come up a little small at times in the playoffs? Yes. And I'll never, ever forget, he might have been year one Miami, I'll never forget John Thompson saying in our discussion, he's like, this comes down to LeBron. LeBron has to be better. Now, I'll say this. LeBron was a lot better in his losses than Joel's been in his losses. Like, Joel needs to step it up at least two levels. Two, because regular season Joel is a guy that can win a championship. It's in there. It's good enough. Sort of like Jordan Davis first month of the season. Like, I know it's in there. Do it consistently. We'll see tomorrow night for, what is this, the seventh time for Joel in the postseason? If he can answer the bell. Listen, there's a reason Allen Iverson, with that statue the other day, there's a swell of pride within us, even though he didn't win a title. Because he left it all out there. Mm-hmm. Brian Dawkins didn't win a title, but he left it all out there. Charles Barkley didn't win a title, but he left it all out there. There is no way anybody with a straight face can say to this point in Joel Embiid's career, he's left it all out there. It's time for Joel to take his game to a higher level by leaving it all out there. Win or lose, go out there to the nth degree, try your ass off. And by the way, if you do, you should win. Because your best actually is better than Jimmy Butler's best, so go do it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
you. I think the way the rest of the Eastern Conference is shaping
up. It's so wide open, John.
It absolutely is.
It's so wide open.
Joel, if you play your best basketball, Tyrese, if you play your best basketball, rest of these scorers, when you play your best basketball and you're getting open shots because Joel and Tyrese are doing their thing with the two-man game, you can take us to the promised land.
And that's the whole shebang, and I agree with you, John, because it's not like anyone from the West is incredible. I mean, Jokic is a great player, there's no doubt, but it's not like his team is unstoppable. All right, to the phones. Steve in Westchester. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, let me get you off speaker, guy.
You got it, buddy. Talk to us, Steve. What do you got here today? All right, we'll get back to Steve. Let's get to Mike right now. Mike calling from Maple Shade. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, morning team. How are you doing?
Doing great, Mike.
All right, listen, I got a kind of like a long two-part question here on Sirianni and his the upcoming draft and his possible role. We know that how he's driving the bus here. But, like, in contrast, like a Shanahan or a Belichick in his heyday, what percentage do you think they had?
1%.
Wait, hold on. Think about this. Like, Sirianni is – overseeing everything that's taken place, but now he's no longer going to be the offensive coordinator. He's no longer going to have the same input on the defensive coordinator.
Three words,
side
of Mike.
Things.
You ready? Not his pick.
Not much.
Will
input.
He have input?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
But it's
he will.
But it's not his pick, and I feel it's not even close to his pick.
He'll be there.
Yeah, he'll weigh in. You know.
Let me ask you another question. The obviously big dent in Sirianni's leadership role with what went down this offseason. Do you think there is just they kept him because it was easy and it didn't draw them out of their comfort zone, or do you think that they really believe in his football acumen, like his innate knowledge of the game and behind the scenes?
I think they believe, if I had a guess, and this is just a guess, I think they believe most in his ability to lead people, which is ironic considering that they collapsed. I don't think it's as much about X's and O's as a guy. Look, Mike, I will continue to be struck by how much Jason Kelce to the very end, and most of the players, maybe other than Jalen Hurts, had effusive praise about Nick Sirianni, the leader.
And I'm telling you, players are just going to praise their coach.
They went pretty far, though.
I get it. And I would. I would go far, too.
Yeah, even if it was Bill Callahan, right?
Yes.
Publicly, you
I would.
Yeah.
I don't think you should take anything from that.
Yeah, no, Mike, I understand what John's saying. Like, if I doubted my boss but was a public figure and was asked about it,
I sure wouldn't tell anybody.
I won't say it publicly.
My boss. No way.
Yeah, you won't say it. So it's hard to fully discern what's going on there. All right, Mike, give me the answer here to an ultimate what if. What do you have?
Okay, so the last game of the season that year where O.J. came out on the draft, I'd had it went differently. The yeah. Eagles, the O.J. could have fell to the Eagles. What a decade, different type story it would have been having O.J. being a Philadelphia Eagle.
Well, how about this?
Was that Leon Keyes?
Keyes, yeah. Was Leon the first name? It's some Keyes.
Some Keyes.
But yeah, then the Eagles lost the coin flip, and yep. That's how O.J. ended up being out there. Or up there in Buffalo. So, you know, obviously everything could have been different. I mean, he might not have lived in the West Coast in retirement. I mean, obviously USC guy, so he may have. But maybe he would have settled here and, like, what happened in 94 never happens. Certainly could have happened. By the way, O.J.'s estate, based on O.J.'s instructions prior to death, going after the Goldman family, still, I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend, they are hell-bent on not letting the Goldman family ever get a dollar from them. And, like, they are going to the nth degree to try to prevent it because there's some money, and O.J. didn't want any money in his death to go to the Goldman family. It's really pretty unbelievable. It really is.
They can't get his pensions, right?
I know.
I don't think they're allowed to touch the NFL pension, which goes away anyway now that he's dead. Yeah. But I don't think they were ever allowed to touch his pension.
All right, let's get to Benny. Oh, by the way, John, speaking of pension, do you ever get a feeling of jealousy like a guy like Sean Landetta? Great guy. We love him. Friend of the show. Like, he punts for 25 years. He gets a 25-year NFL pension.
How about that?
25-year pension.
And, well, your point is there's a multiplier. Yes, like, right. you get X dollars times the number of years
right.
you played
right. He's a punter.
In your pension
yeah.
per month
uh-huh.
when you retire. Yeah,
really?
I just wanted to make sure everyone
yeah, NFL,
that.
I think, is different. Baseball,
wow.
10 is the max, right, Ben?
10 is, yeah.
Well, don't you have to play 10 years to get the full?
10 full
yeah,
years.
Yeah, you have to play 10 years in baseball.
Right, but my
it.
Point is 14 and 10 are the same in baseball.
Right, correct. But the point is you have to make it 10. In football, you don't have
in
to
football,
make it 10.
5 is fully vested,
14,
right?
Yeah.
I thought it was 3 in football.
It depends what we're talking
yeah,
about
John's
here.
Right here. It goes
three,
up more the
four,
longer you go.
Or 5 years.
Correct, yes. But it's a shorter length.
But you continue to multiply. That 25 years is the multiplier.
I heard. Heard someone one day, and I don't want to quote it because it could be wrong. I heard someone told me one time what Sean Landetta's annual pension would be. It's just spectacular figure
I'm
for
sure.
him.
I'm sure.
He played forever.
Played for 25 years. Let's go to Benny in Limerick. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning. How we doing, fellas?
Doing well, Benny.
So a few points. Still think that the Eagles, I think I called in last week, and I still think the Eagles still need to take a corner linebacker, something out of the norm at, you know, one or two, and then go for your O-line in three. We've been seeing that the O-lines that we've been taking are in the second, third, fourth round, and I think it's well worth it to go after. I don't know if we can have Trotter. I don't know if that's a possibility.
It is a possibility. It is.
Yeah. I just think it absolutely needs to happen. We need to solidify the defense. The Sixers, they're not making it out of the second round, let alone past the Miami Heat or the Boston Celtics.
Wow, so you're saying they're going down tomorrow?
Yes. If they're going to make it past the Heat, they're not making it past the Celtics fresh in the first round.
That's a good way to look. I will say, look, Benny, could they beat the Celtics? Yes. Is it tough? Really tough. But I get your point. If you're not good enough to beat the Heat at home, what are the chances you then beat the Heat in the two-week series? Yeah.
And I'm at the point now where it's like, okay, like you just said, do it. Prove me wrong that you can get out of the second round and go to the Eastern Conference Finals and have a shot.
Yeah, that's fair.
Joel's fresh, but at the same time, show me. You got to show me.
You know, Peter Laviolette should be brought in for the pregame speech for the playoffs.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
That's correct. That's what
not?
We need.
Bring them in.
All right, give me an answer here.
It won't
here.
Be as effective if they do that.
Because it's the wrong sport?
No, if they rip their...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Heart out of their chest, they're not going to do their team any good.
Well, that's true. You would die unless a surgeon is overseeing a heart transplant, which, by the way, is still one of the most amazing things in human history. Like, heart out, new heart
but a
in,
different heart
and you live.
From a different...
I mean, think about that achievement. Yeah. Think about that. I mean, think about the heart transplant. What
You're
an
right.
incredible achievement it is in human history. Unbelievable. Benny, give me an answer here for a what if.
I'm currently driving through Valley Forge, and I'm thinking about the beginning of the country. What if Paul Revere did not give the correct signal? Two by land, one by sea. And we lose. We are now under British Empire rule for the rest of our lives, and we would know no different.
All right, Paul Revere.
Yeah, I think the key, Benny, like, all that was sort of overblown. Like, the whole Paul Revere thing, it never happened the way it was supposed to have happened.
I don't know
the
it all.
The one if by land, the two if by sea, the British are coming, the Redcoats are coming. None of that stuff apparently is accurate.
I don't think that's true, but I think it's been misconstrued. First off, there was another guy. So it wasn't like Paul Revere was like the only one.
Was embellished, maybe.
Maybe a little misreported. I don't know enough to know. I don't.
We didn't have CNN back then, and you know, MSNBC. So
we did not. We did not have that. All right, so let's get to the Flyers' reality. They had a really tough night last night. I mean, it went literally as bad as it could go. So last night, so the Flyers in a four-way battle for one playoff spot, final spot in the conference. And the three teams they're battling with, Detroit, Washington, and the
Pittsburgh
Penguins all won. So what does that mean? It means that with one game left for all three teams, the Flyers right now have 87 points, while Pittsburgh has 88, Detroit has 89, and Washington has 89. Here's the stakes. Here's what it means. In order for the Flyers to make the playoffs, they must beat the Washington Capitals tonight. They must do it in regulation. Game can't go to overtime because if Washington gets 1 point, the Flyers can't pass them. Flyers have to win in regulation. Detroit has to lose in regulation. And Pittsburgh has to lose in regulation. Now, Detroit's game is tonight. Pittsburgh's game is tomorrow. So enjoy the Flyers tonight versus the Capitals. Hopefully the Flyers can fend the Caps off. That's a 7 o'clock game. The Red Wings also play at 7. So we should have resolution by about 9:30, 9:45 today. And then if the Flyers can continue to survive one more day, then tomorrow would be the Islanders hopefully standing up on behalf of the Flyers. Flyers would be watching the Penguins and the Islanders, all of us, tomorrow at 7 o'clock to see if the Flyers can stay alive and make the playoffs. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Steve. He's calling from Westchester. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How we doing? Sorry I wasn't ready the first time around. I am not originally from Westchester. If you want to guess where I am, I'll give you a hint. Johan Rojas.
Oh, little Delco action right there.
Little bit. But real quick about the Sixers, I think Joel is in the best shape he's been in. I think he's hungry, and he has the best supporting cast around him right now. So I think
I disagree with that. I'm going to give you one name to say why. Jimmy Butler used to be here and no longer is. Like, look, obviously Steve, Tyrese Maxey has maybe saved the whole process with his presence, but you won't convince me that this team right now is better than the 2019 team. 2019, to me, was their best team when they had Butler. Redick could still do his thing. Ben was good. People might laugh at me. Laugh at you if you want. He was flawed, but he was good. You had Joel, and you had Tobias, who was better. It was a better team. No doubt about it.
I, I think they were pretty close. But I did have a point on the Eagles. It's third down of 7, and the Eagles are going to need several defensive backs.
Not bad at all.
And with that point, I wanted to know, what's up with Ricks and Kylie Ringo? I mean, weren't they supposed to step up in the
Yes.
Weren't they?
And they were given that opportunity. They played, you know, a good amount last season.
More than the Eagles wanted them to.
I think so.
I mean, Avante got hurt, and that changed things.
That's positive, you know, that they got that playing time under their belt. And I would imagine they'll continue to improve. Like, it wasn't great. They made mistakes. The entire defense was making mistakes. So it is kind of hard to even judge how poorly they performed when you got guys with MAs around them. I think there's reason to be encouraged by some of them and what they put out there. I think it's encouraging. Who was it that told us he saw Kelee Ringo and he
Seth
was shocked
Jordan.
At how gigantic
yeah,
he
Seth.
Was? Yeah. When Seth says something like that, that's encouraging.
Steve, here's what I'll say about those guys. They got a shot, to John's point. I don't think they were particularly impressive, but as rookies, they're not supposed to be too good. I just will say that I'm skeptical. Like, there are positions in sports you can get by with a lesser than. Wide receiver. I mean, you can have a lesser than wide receiver and survive and be fine as a team.
You can have a lesser than if you're playing mostly zone.
Yeah, I think it is scary as hell to have a lesser than at cornerback, because I've seen it. You know, I'll never forget 2014 when the season fell apart with bad corners out there. I mean, Dez Bryant had the three freaking touchdowns. James, you remember that, the damn Dez Bryant game.
Of course I do.
You know, like, you can destroy a season if your corners aren't good enough. And I really worry about next season up ahead here, unless they improve their corners through the draft.
Oh, and there's so much that ties into the corners also.
There is pass rush and the whole deal.
Sure.
And coaching is part of
this
also.
Delicate ecosystem. No question.
Steve, give me a what if, a great what if. What do you have?
My what if is, what if Eve never took a bite of the apple?
Ah, there we go. Eve, the apple, and Adam. All right, let me ask a question, Ben. What if Whit Merrifield's no good?
He'll be fine.
You sure?
Yes.
What did I say earlier?
He'll be fine.
109? So I was sticking up for him actually earlier, Ben. A caller called in, basically was like, all right, let's not play this guy. Rob Thompson's got to play him, because not only are you trying to get him right, you're trying to manage a clubhouse that probably would not appreciate if the manager totally benched a veteran, albeit a veteran who only came through the door a couple weeks ago, months ago. But you keep giving him a shot for now, right?
Yeah, you have to. First and foremost, he was an all-star last year. I mean, this guy's...
Was it a real all-star?
Fake all-star,
or the
though? Fake all-star,
no.
though. It was like his team representative.
Yeah, like someone needed to represent.
Yeah, because like Vlad Jr. and Bo Bichette.
And they had other
they didn't
Blue
deserve,
Jays.
They didn't deserve to go. Gossman didn't deserve to go. I think that you have to play him. He'll be fine. And I do agree. When I was coming in this morning, I know a caller said that, you know, you put some credence in the fact that he's not playing every day, and you kind of poo-pooed that idea. Yeah. It is a thing. Like, you're not used to playing every day. Your preparation, everything is skewed when you're not used to just coming in. Like, you don't even have to check the lineup card. I know I'm going to be in there.
Yeah.
And when it's not that way, it's the first time in your career it's not that way. I mean, this dude played every day for, I don't know, 7 years.
Well,
every day.
Okay, fine, fair. But he better acclimate, because this is the role.
He'll be fine.
Okay. 215-592-9494. If they want super utility stuff, so you could go get Jose Akenda, who's like 65.
Yeah, sure.
John
for
probably
every position, buddy.
John probably doesn't know this about Akenda. So not only did he play every position, there was one game. Just because they were like, all right, let's just have fun today.
Let's see if we can
he
put
played,
him on every position.
John, in one game, he played every position.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just hard to
Whitey
imagine.
Herzog did that?
Every single
yeah,
position.
They moved him around. No, Seltzer, was that like an end of a year, like, let's just screw around?
They were losing. I think it was like one of those, like, you know, 19-3 type games, if I remember correctly.
And then who was the guy, Ben? Was it Manny Mota that always used to get signed, like, in a new decade? Was he the guy? Manny Mota? No.
Who
was that?
I know you're talking about. It was like five different decades or something like that.
Yeah, and then the commissioner said you can't sign him when he was like 60-something years old because they wanted to sign him for another decade. Like, this guy would get, like, one at bat.
Yeah, who was that?
I don't know.
We were young, James.
Yeah.
Someone help us out. 215-592.
Manny Mota. I have his card.
Someone help me out. Who was the guy that would get signed to play like
Was it Minnie Minoso?
Minnie Minoso,
yeah,
I think, was the guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, Seltzer, look that up. I will get to that and more. Time's yours ahead on 94WIP. Hey, NBA playoffs obviously start tonight for the local team tomorrow. Play-in tournament as they crank it up. 20 teams left remaining with a shot to win the championship. And you can win. And you can win big with FanDuel Sportsbook the whole way, where new customers right now on FanDuel Sportsbook can play their way into $150. That's right, $150. Here's how it works. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what I call a win-win. Imagine this scenario, because this is exactly what's in play here. You bet $5, you can win or lose, and either way, you are just gifted another $150. That's a spectacular, unique, and incredible deal. All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Jetta Cameron and Jen Rich. You know, Caitlin Clark, I'm sure a lot of people saw, drafted yesterday, the WNBA draft. And she's going to be playing her pro basketball in Indiana. And Darren Revelle just put up on Twitter that her jersey, according to Fanatics, is already the top-selling jersey in, you know, I guess it would be probably the first day, 24 hours, whatever it would be.
Draft night history, yeah.
Draft night history
is what it passed Trevor Lawrence. Apparently.
All sports ever. Imagine that.
That's insane.
Amazing.
That's good for her. That's an incredible achievement.
Well deserved.
Now, it's also like, why was Trevor Lawrence the leader in the clubhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, when he was coming out, everybody loved him, the hair, all that kind of
stuff.
Give
me someone else.
Since I agree with you. He's been a bit of a disappointment.
He has been. Yeah. And you know what he's doing? He's letting Doug Peterson down.
Can't have that.
You can't do that. Carson already did that. We know that because, hold on a second, Carson stinks. And it's not that Trevor Lawrence stinks, but I need him to be better. Doug! Yeah. Peterson! Yeah, baby!
Those are the days when I won people.
What was that?
Yeah, then I lost on Friday, but that's okay.
I still don't think you lost, and I was texting James about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you came up with the right answer. You said Atlanta first, and you went back to
no.
it, and then you got the right.
I told him.
No.
I
told
see,
me that,
thank you,
no,
Joe.
No, it's card laid.
First
card
thing
played.
You say, yeah.
Well, think of it this way, Ben. Say, because someone could then do that. Like, let's say you said an answer and then realized it was wrong. You say, hold on, I'll get back to that. Then answer, like, question three, and then on the swing around, just try to redo it intentionally. That wouldn't be fair.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's a test and you have an eraser, you're like, you know what? That's wrong. Let me go back, erase it, and then give the right answer. I that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
But James put me in my place on Friday.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's not how the
Ben
game
didn't
works,
text
ben.
Me, though. He was trying to get you a win.
I was like, Joe won.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, the Phillies won last night, and it involved a wild play, just an incredible play, where it looked like they were about to, you know, have a tie game go against them. But they held on to the tie until they got to the Pache winning hit in the bottom of the 10th. Let's listen to the sequence. Jeff Hoffman on the mound, JT behind the plate. You got a crazy pitch. You got a high hop, a play at the plate, and believe it or not, he was out.
That one gets away from JT. He picks it out of the air, flips to home, and out at home plate. What a play by Hoffman. Freeland came charging down the line, and Hoffman smothered him at the plate.
All right, Ben, obviously it's a pitcher on the other side running, so you know you got a slower dude than normal, not a typical base runner, if you will.
By the way, they had bench guys left. It's so strange.
It is a strange thing. Ben, when that ball was where it was when it skipped away from JT and went high in the air, I mean, you might not have thought it in the moment, but just give me your sense of how low were the chances the Phillies could get that guy out.
I thought it's a play you practice in spring training that never comes to fruition during the course of a season.
Yep.
But with JT's athleticism, it's never in doubt.
Because I thought it was like over.
I thought it was over too. Yeah. But then I realized.
Because the ball went pretty high.
Yes. I thought they had no chance, like zero.
That's what I thought.
Even when the play happened and they called him out, I was like, no way. I was saying to Emily, I'm like, that's going to get overturned. I was like, he was definitely safe. There's no way he wasn't safe. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that. So you think Freeland is really hurt today?
I thought his shoulder was out of
I thought
socket.
It was separated.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was separated.
Have we he was heard? Drooping down.
I haven't
heard
anything.
What it is? Oh, what do I
he's
care about
well,
that
Jeff
guy?
Hoffman, in, when we played the Jeff Hoffman cut, he said he talked to Kyle.
Hold on. So. Seltzer, I'm a Philadelphia sports fan.
In all
due respect, what do I care about that guy?
Well, I think it would be
throwing arm.
Shoulder's hurt.
It's called sportsmanship, buddy.
Come on.
That's a St. Joe prep comment.
Look, he's playing for a team that's going to go 72-90, whether this guy's hurt or not.
Try like 60-102 or whatever.
So, don't you find it interesting to see if our 6'7" pitcher like injured a guy?
Yeah, sign up
like,
for linebacker.
Seriously, like I want to know what the injury is.
Yeah, go make it a little
more. John's excited to hear about the injury.
Correct.
Yes, there's physical action in baseball. John's in.
It was a collision, not Ben the Dutch Ray Lankford collision.
That was,
it was horrible.
Oh God, that was awful.
It's horrible.
Awful.
Is that the worst you've ever seen?
That was the worst I've ever seen. Yes.
Rose and Fossey, those are the two.
No, but Fossey wasn't nearly as bad. I mean, that was more.
That was in an
famous
All-Star game.
I know, but Dutch just got crushed. By
that's
Langford.
The thing, though. It was there wasn't the giant guys that were, you know. There was the guys that could run and had that. Like Ray Lankford was a beast. Yeah. Like give him the rock, let him run it 25 times a game, and let him get 150 yards. He was that kind of baseball player.
Yeah. That was part of how
and
we
to hurt Dutch like that.
I know
that dude was carved out of granite.
But Dutch held on to the ball. Now Lankford was safe, but I'm almost positive Dutch kept the ball. But
he was, but broken clavicle.
Brutal collision. One more thing from last night, because you know the Phillies bats obviously did not do much, but they did enough in extra innings. And Christian Pache with the winning hit.
The pitch swung on, punched to right, a base hit, ball game. Christian Pache wins it. Single to right, they come racing out of the dugout to celebrate with Pache and celebrate a 2-1 win.
All right, can we be done with 500? No more?
Yes.
Seriously.
Got to win tonight. Like, it's actually literally a must-win for the purpose of no more 500 this year. Because, you know, come on, let's start taking off here, 9-8. It goes to show you how easy it is to make the playoffs now. The Phillies at 9-8 are only half a game behind a wild card spot. You guys know my theory, that's too easy. But the reality is they'll obviously make it one way or the other. You want to see them start picking it up. Obviously, it's an easy week with regards to some lesser teams against them. We'll see what they do tonight and the rest of the way. Let's go to Chuck, Cherry Hill. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, all. In defense of Rose a little bit, Fossey's up the line, and he's got it straddled. There is no path to home plate. And few people look at that, but when he does blast him, he blasts him good. Never was the same again.
No.
He's 10 feet up the line, straddled. There is absolutely no lane to home plate. Now it's the All-Star game. He could give up. No, go around him. Anyway, Ben, I got one for you. Great having you on, buddy. The pitcher, as a position player, the way I interpret the rule and have coached the rule, I think is entitled to make the lunge to the plate from the catcher. Unbelievable athletic play again by JT. And the timing of it in terms of being across home plate and or blocking home plate really doesn't matter as long as he's in the act of catching the ball.
Yep,
is
correct.
That pretty much aligned with the way it should be?
Yes. You're entitled to go get the baseball.
Yeah,
that's what I had heard too. Yeah.
Chuck, my point was that rule was news to me. It's sort of like John with the duck rule. John standing out there on the rear. Yeah. What happened? Why don't we have the ball? Well, John,
like the worst moment of his life.
John didn't know the rule.
Let's make a joke about it.
Sorry. But, I mean, most of us probably didn't know that rule last night. Sorry, John. I'm sorry, John. That was really
rude. No, that's funny. It's good. By the way, Ken from Cinnaminza teaches me more history than I learned in high school.
He's good.
Blue.
Wow.
All right. So, Ben, how concerned are you about this? Yes, we know it's early. It's anecdotal. We're always going to say that. But when you adjust early – for can they catch up? The fact that the Phillies' power, measured by doubles at 12, when the three leaders average 40, that deficiency, can that be the early signs of Father Time when the core group is 31? Because how the heck can you have only 12 doubles? That's concerning.
It is concerning, but I just look at these athletes are in better condition than they ever have been. And the average group at 31, that doesn't concern me at all. They'll be fine. It's just one of those things. It's April 16th. Yes, we're frustrated, but I'm not alarmed.
Gotcha, buddy.
All right, Chuck, as always, a great call from you. Give me a what if.
Real quick, yeah, Bruce Froehlich had called Lopes out instead of safe and made the right call, Lord knows where the Phillies would have gone that year in 77, was it, right?
All right, Chuck. Yeah, well.
Guys.
All right, man.
Thanks, Chuck.
Talking about the play at first base?
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought he said Rose, but he said Lopes.
Lopes, yeah.
Took
said
me a
Lopes,
second. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, obviously, Bo was still talking about that. I mean, everyone alive back then still talking
it
about
it. It was so weird when he came here and joined the staff.
It was.
It was very hard as a child growing up despising him, but he was really good at his job.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was
my first base coach in San Diego.
He was fantastic at it.
He was great. He was great. Bruce Fremming, every time I go back to catch when he was umpiring, he goes, "Not going to let anything happen to me, are you, big boy?" I said, "No, Brucey, I got you. I got you." He was like terrified of the ball.
So, Ben, do you know of anyone that ever did the get out of the way on purpose thing? I mean, you see that sometimes in high school. Catcher will get, like, if they're mad, you got to be immature. Like, you
to let the umpire get hit, you're talking
let
about.
Let the umpire get drilled.
I've never seen it. I've thought about doing it numerous times. But I've never seen it.
And what was the story with the dude that threw the potato down the third baseline and then the guy from second came around and scored, but he didn't score because the guy with the ball tugged him out?
Potato?
Yeah, remember
what?
That?
In
That's not real.
In the minor leagues.
So hold on.
The
guy saying he threw a potato instead of the ball?
Yeah.
Held on to the ball
in the
so
minor
the runner legs. Thought the potato was the ball.
Guy stealing from second to third.
Come on.
This is my recollection like 35 years ago in the minors. I never saw a video. I don't think there is video. Guy's going from second to third to steal a base. Catcher has the potato ready to go for the moment if a guy tries to steal a base. He throws the potato over the third baseman's head.
This is like an urban legend.
The guy comes around to, he thinks, score. The catcher tags him out with the ball. Not true?
There's no way that could have happened.
Why do you have a potato? And
exactly.
Where'd you put
because
the potato?
Because you're a prankster. You're probably Jay Johnstone. Why did Jay Johnstone?
Roger McDowell out there.
Remember when Jay Johnstone drank his urine, except it wasn't urine. It was freaking apple juice? I mean, you do what you got to do to make a joke sometimes.
Let me run that back through.
It's called the potato caper.
Yes.
I do think the potato would be obviously a potato while it was flying through the air to second base.
Well, no, I mean.
It got a catch a release, though.
Yeah.
From the minors.
Oh, you are seeing the story?
It was late August 1987, a miserable minor league game. Yep. They were trying to push through. They were 28 games out of
first
place.
You don't need place. To give yourself a
standing score
ovation.
One
you're about
for
to do.
This guy.
It.
Dammer! All right. Why do people doubt
it
my...
It happened against the Reading Phils. That's probably why you
yeah,
heard
really?
About it. Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Incredible.
It's even possible.
There's a whole story
probably
on
near
here,
the end of your career,
Ben.
And you're like, I'm going to go do... Hey, guys, watch what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go do the potato
How
trick.
It's
going
to be hilarious, guys.
Third.
You wait. You probably had that potato with him for 10 games waiting
yeah,
for a guy to steal
right.
Second and third. And then, bang, there's the moment. Grab the potato, throw it in the left field, tag him out. You're a freaking hero. Thank you, sir. And with that, let's do what we do every day at this time. All right, Time's Yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. John's got something
Why
to say.
Why did he use a potato? Think about
it. It's round
you're
and it looks like a ball.
But you can't use a ball. Can't use a ball.
Okay, why not? I mean, you could very easily procure a ball.
Well, you don't want
a
baseball.
Game.
I mean, you could use that thing Rocky's and Rocky II's bouncing around,
you
but that
find
wouldn't be big
any
enough.
Sort of ball.
It
would
was
look
1987.
A lot more like a ball.
I think it's way funnier if you use a potato.
Yeah.
He knew it wasn't going to fly. He's like, this is going to be hilarious. I'm going to throw a potato
totally.
Down there.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, potato. All right, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
The camera, I know you love that. Small ball for the W. You know what I mean? Plus, then you got Pache coming up with the little infielder joint. You know what I'm saying? The skipper out here doing this thing. This could be the year.
They win a game to get above 500, and I get a this could
they
be the year.
Beat the Rockies 2-1.
Is that?
It was
I mean,
a great
listen,
bunt, though.
This could be the year. Bunt. But last night didn't convince me in and of itself as the reason, but they got a shot.
Hey, I have a scenario as what if. Suppose there had not been the creation of the World Hockey Association in 1972. We may be looking at a Flyers franchise that has yet to win one cup.
Wow. Well, I guess that is true. And tonight the Flyers have a very important game. And sadly, it might not matter because if the other teams win, then that's it anyway.
How embarrassing that Joe DeCamera's excuse for not winning his fantasy basketball league is his busy schedule. You sit in the bathtub for 6 hours a day and then watch West Wing at night. You loser.
First off, dude, I haven't watched the West Wing in 11 months. I got one more month
to go. It is a
go.
Good point. Busy schedule.
that's a bunch of BS.
I got to go golf this afternoon.
You got to golf. Yeah. I got to bathe. I got to watch a bunch of TV.
Take my walks.
Your walks.
Get your steps in.
That's right.
How about one word? The Spike Jack Show covers all three. Spike Jack.
What's the word?
Spike Jack. I guess because the Ike is in Spike. I don't know. Not very good.
All right, with that, we shut it down.
The All Times right. Yours line. Leave Mercifully Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, I have two predictions about the new
Speak
afternoon.
Speak to SPAC.
Well, I mean.
You're really into SPAC, huh?
Here are my two predictions.
Doesn't work.
My two predictions for the new afternoon show. So if you don't know, Spike debuts today. Spike and Ike and Jack.
I'm Spike Eskin.
There you go. 2-6. Two predictions. Number one. They will never come up with a good name.
Oh, I don't
think
that's...
No, I'm serious.
That's all right.
I think... Let me amend what I said. They will never come up with a good name that incorporates their names. Hmm. Like, they may, you know, it's the Sports Junkies. Like, okay, some stupid freaking thing like that. But if they actually try to get Spike and Ike and Jack into a name, I predict it will not be a good name.
Too many names.
Too many names. Prediction number two. It will be a spectacular show for many, many years to come on WIP.
I concur.
I really mean that. I am totally psyched that Spike is back with us at WIP. I strongly encourage everyone to listen. 2-6 today and obviously for years to come. All right, let's get right to turning two. We're looking for the best answer for an ultimate what if through the years. Frank, we're starting with you, my man. We're moving fast. Frank, give me a what if.
What if Angelo never retired?
Wow. That's
We wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
No, we'd be having it in 8 minutes at the top of the hour. Sledgehammer, Sledge, we're moving fast. Give me a what if.
What if Gronk would have caught that pass? We would never have won our Super Bowl.
Not true.
Not, yeah, they would have still get a 2-point.
They would have stopped him on the 2-point conversion. In the words of Jim Calhoun,
get some facts and come back and see me.
Although, to your point, maybe the Eagles would have lost. All right, one more. Matt in Springfield. Matt, give me a what if.
What if Randall didn't get hurt in 1991?
That's a big one.
Great one.
That's a big one. All right. That is obviously a potential winning answer, Randall 91. We got if Lincoln is never shot by Booth. We've got if Bledsoe is never knocked out.
I love we go from Randall getting hurt to Lincoln not getting shot. We got a different level of things there.
Speaking of murder, if OJ had become an Eagle and the Eagles
Speaking
had won the
murder.
Coin flip.
Jeez.
All right, what are we doing here?
I mean, Lincoln, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
It's a pretty good answer.
I think it's the right answer of all the big ones that were said historical. So let's go with Ed's answer of Lincoln. If Booth hadn't shot Lincoln. And by the way, if the freaking guard at the door had done his job, and, you know, if the guard had guarded the door, that was the objective, and it was poorly executed.
So there was a guard at the
Supposed
door?
Supposed to be. Guy moves.
At the play.
Whole thing goes wrong.
The guard
Booth
wasn't doing his job because, when Lincoln was shot?
Because Booth was an actor, he kind of knew the inner workings of that theater. That's part of why he went to the theater. I mean,
I didn't realize.
Yes.
That.
Disastrous.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.